Unless you want the song first. No, that's all right. Good morning, Rabbi Sai. Our limud of halacha every day is as a zchus for the refuah of Yosef Dov ben Chayla, Hishtav Refuah Shleima B'Korov, B'Sor Shor Chayli Yisrael. So we started saying yesterday that in most places the minhag is that on Pesach Sheni, which is this Monday, that one doesn't say Tachnun, which is good news because you've got the long Tachnun of Urachum. So it's calls for simcha in a lot of places when people realize, you know, when the chazan finishes Chazoros HaShatz and goes straight to Kaddish, you get a lot of smiles around. But the news is even better. Mincha the day before as well. But the main day, boss, no tachnun. Also the day before, yeah.
Dan Rimmer said you don't say.
Right?
Dan
he says,
says you don't say. You do say.
What?
Dan Rimmer says you do
the,
say.
There are different minhagim. Right? There are some people who say tachnun on Pesach Sheni as well.
No, and the mincha before.
Yeah.
I asked him once. He said you do say.
Don't know. I'll check it out. Doesn't say anything here. It says, and similarly, as we said, we don't say Kelor Chapaim, we don't say Lam Natsayach. Kelor Chapaim before lining on Monday morning, and Lam Natsayach after Ashrei on Monday morning. V'yesh Noagim, the good news is, some people have the Minig, as also on the 15th of Iyar, on the day after, on Tuesday, they also don't say Tachdun. Why not? Because the Hakrovas Korban Pesach was on Yudalad, of Nisan, and now for Pesach Sheni on Yudalad Pesach Sheni. That was the Hakrova and the preparation, the sacrifice of the actual Shechita of the Korban Pesach, but the eating of the Korban Pesach was at night, and that was already Tesvov. At night is already the 15th. So about the Achila of the Korban Pesach was on the 15th. Therefore, Mekudosh Hayom Katzas, once the day is already holy, it's a Shtikel Yontov from the night, therefore, they don't say Tachnun on Tuesday either. So in some places, they will not say Tachnun on Monday, and some places, they won't say Tachnun on Tuesday either. Did you tell us, Shimon, that in monks, they say Tachnun on Pesach Sheni? Do they say Pesach Tachnun on Pesach Sheni in monks? Do they say Tachnun on Pesach Sheni in monks?
In the morning, not in the afternoon.
In the morning they say Tachnun, in the afternoon not. So and the after and the mincha before.
Mincha before, yes, the mincha before.
Kol shekein not. If you say it in the morning, you zecher
won't. In the afternoon before, everyone says Tachnun.
Yeah, as though state and siddur. Okay. It says, so we said that some people don't say on Tuesday as well, because Tesvov was already Achilas Korban Pesach. V'yesh min hogim she'ein oirim tachdun v'chol hazayin yomim v'pesach sheni. There's some people who've got a whole 7 days from Pesach Sheni they don't say. Al pi azoya and pashas ba'aloyscho she'yomim elu yimei rotzon heim. That these days, these 7 days from Pesach Sheni onwards, from the 14th until the 21st, are yimei rotzon, and therefore there's some people who don't say tachdun for an entire week. And I suppose it depends on the minhag of the place where you daven. Then he says as follows: Chasidim anshe ma'aser, chasidim meaning pious people, va'anshe ma'aser noigim lechol matzahs bePesach Sheni. So minhag to eat matzah on Pesach Sheni, Yudalad Iyar on the 14th of Iyar, which was the zman shchitas korban Pesach, besudas hayoyim. So lunchtime. Yeah, lunchtime on Pesach, or the afternoon of Pesach Sheni, this Monday afternoon, there's a minute to eat matzahs. Zeicher the Korban Pesach, Shekiru Beis Yebein Arbaim, and Bizman Azeh, matzah is the Zeicher for the Korban Pesach, as we know from Shabbos, as we know from Pesach, from Koyrech. That the matzah is the Zeicher today, Afikoimon and Koyrech, the matzah is the Zeicher to the Korban Pesach. Therefore, he says, and some people have the minig, the Vibal, they ate matzah with the Korban Pesach at night on Tesvov. Therefore, on Monday afternoon, is Man Shechitas Korban Pesach, you eat matzah as a zecher to the Korban Pesach. And on Monday night, you will eat matzah as a zecher to the matzah hanech al ema Pesach. So, in other words, it's the afikoman in the afternoon and the koirach in the evening, if you like. Yep. V'yesh Nagin, this I never even heard of, but you can do it if you like. V'yesh Nagin, lechel gam moro. Some people who also eat morah, so you could do a whole koyrech at night, matzah and morah, ubeitzah muvosheles, and also the cooked egg. Now, why the cooked egg, I don't know. The cooked egg, I'm not sure. I think it would have to be as a zecher to the chagiga, which was a nechal im hakorban pesach. But I don't think there was a chagiga. I don't know. I need to look this up again, whether or not there was a chagiga with the korban pesach if you brought it on Pesach Sheni. On Pesach Rishon, Yisrael brought a chagiga in Korban Pesach. Yeah. And that's what, yeah. But on Pesach Sheni, did you also bring a chagiga with the Korban Pesach? Yeah. The other remez why we eat the egg on the night of Pesach, on Leil Yud Dalet Nisan, is because of Tisha B'Av. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hisbiani Bamrorim, the night when I ate Merorim, Hisbiani Lano, that's the day when I suffered on, yeah. So it's always the night of. Yeah, like this year, Motzah Shabbos was the first night Pesach. Motzah Shabbos will be Tisha B'Av. But that can't apply. It can't apply to Pesach Sheni. So therefore, what would be the idea of eating the Beitzah Muvusheles, to eat a cooked egg on what's called a Chvais Nisht?
Maybe because it couldn't bring Korban Chagiga if the... on Pesach as well, because the Lomi Gora, so maybe they couldn't bring...
Maybe if they didn't bring a Korban Chagiga with the Korban Pesach, yeah, on Pesach Sheni...
So you're saying
I'm going to eat the egg as a zecher to the Korban Chagiga that I couldn't bring first time round. Maybe. As a substitute to the zecher. I'll call upon him. So if you like to be mekayim all these mitzvahs, then on the night of, on this week, Monday night, you'll eat matzah with moror, yeah, with moror, make sure they eat chaznishe of everything, yeah, matzah, moror, and a beit some of sheles, according to this. Exactly the reason why, I don't know. It depends whether or not a machine matzah has got a dinner matzah. Yeah? What about eating a chometz matzah? Yeah, a matzah from a regular packet, which isn't kosher lePesach, where they're not showing you 80 minutes. I suppose as a zeicher, it'll do. I don't know. Or maybe as a zeicher, it wouldn't do. Yeah, I don't know. There's a discussion about whether or not you can give a child a cucumber and a lemon for lulav and esrog. Yeah. I'll say, it's a zeicher. Yeah, it looks like it. It'll remind him of a lulav and esrog, but it ain't a lulav and esrog. Pesach nisht. Whether or not machine matzahs or chometz matzahs will do on the night of Pesach, night of Pesach Sheni as a zeicher. Interesting question.
Start with the Torway, Northwest London, Friday, Yud Aleph Iyar, 26th day of the Omer, 9th of May. Verena Harav, Rab Ilan Halberstadt Shlita, High Voltage Kedusha. This week's Torah is sponsored by the Sabbath Mitzvah of Uriel Chesner. Took place last Shabbat. He wrote in his Shishu Hero, Skinner, Rab Nachasim, and Polyot Seichel, to him, this was Hashrim, Va Chayolim, Va Milchamo, Shechzul, Va Tayim, Le Shalom, Bim Heiro.
Okay, good morning, everybody. Again, Erev Shabbos, and nice to be back. We've got Achremos and Kedoshim, and we've got only under half an hour, so... We'll try at least to sweep through Achremos. If we get to Kedoshim, Bez Hashem will see. So what I'd like to do is be ma'ayin to look into the parasha, see the different inyonim in the parasha, and that way at least we're also learning the parasha together, and then try and understand what's the inyon, what is this doing here. Now, of course, the book of Vayikra in general, of course, is a book about Kedusha. We start about Kodshim, sacrifices, and we're speaking about Karbonos, Kodshim, and... Now we're going to speak about Achremos Kedoshim, an aspect of Kedusha, which every parasha speaks about Kedusha in Vayikra, every parasha, and you have to just find it. Here we're going to see the following. Now the first, let's go from the Keseda. We're learning today. We're learning. So first thing we have is, the parasha begins with Achremos Shnei Ben Aaron, B'Kav Asana Fren Hashem B'Yamusu, that we're introducing the parasha of the story of Avodas Yom Kippurim. That's the first parsha that comes, Avodas Yom Kippurim, and it's introduced with, oh, by the way, Achremos Shnei Ben Aaron, B'Kav Asana Fren Hashem B'Yamusu. Now we know about this story because we've learnt it in Parsha Shmini. The Torah told us all in detail about Parsha Shmini, and yet the beginning of Achremos once again starts with, oh, Achremos Shnei Ben Aaron, B'Kav Asana Fren Hashem B'Yamusu, and that needs explanation. Why does it begin with this reference to a story that we already know. Then we begin the story of the Avodas Yom Kippurim, Bezois Yavah Aaron HaKodesh. There's a lot to speak about here, a fascinating world of Avodas Yom Kippurim that takes place, and we have the Avodah of the Shnei Seirim that's brought down, right, the Soil Hashem, Soil HaZazel. It's a fascinating Avodah, and the whole process of what you do for Yom Kippurim. Moving swiftly on, because we're doing a quick synopsis of the parasha, we find after Avodas Yom Kippurim, the Torah talks about the next parasha is the Issa of Shchutei Chutz. You're not allowed to shecht outside the Beis HaMikdash, and in fact, it comes with a very severe penalty. Koris. Now, my colleague, hi, what's so bad if we could say about Shchutei Chutz? He's not doing Avodah Zarah. He's everything L'Shem Shemayim. The guy stands there for half an hour, he's L'Shem Yuchud. His mom is thinking, Rebbein Shalom, I'm going to offer up this korban for you. And then he shechts a korban. A carbon with mamash, all the kedusha. Oh, he punked up Mr. B. He's outside the Beis HaMikdash. So bad. Koris. Okay, needs explanation. The next parasha after that is blood. Blood. Dam. The issa of dam. And the Torah here uses language that kim'at, you don't see this in the rest of the Torah. Let me read to you a posik here. Perek Yud Zayin. Posik Yud. Any person that has blood, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to set my face against that person that had the blood. I'm going to cut him off from the people. In other words, we often have a mention of Koris, but here it comes with the extra, Hashem's going to completely turn towards him. And Rashi actually comments on Nasati Ponai, Panai Shali Ponai Mikol Iski. Everything else I'm going to put on hold. The Isaac boy, I'm going to be busy with that guy who ate the blood. He is going to get Koris. I mean, phew. Azar Loshen, such a harsh expression. Not just a Koris, but with such a fierce expression of the Pasuk. What's the big deal? Like, what is it in blood that's that's so bad? It wouldn't be on most people. You ask them, the top ten Yisurim. I don't know if Dan would have made it in there. Okay. But yet, the Torah speaks very severely. Next. Come on, say it's Mitzrayim. Oh, don't act like the Egyptians, where you came from. Sheyeshavtim b'lo yisasu. Uchmaase Eretz Kenan, ashani mimi yischem shoma lo yisasu. And you're going to go to Eretz Kenan. It's going to be full of those Zion Amamim. But don't do like them. Ubchukasem lo yisalechu. Don't go in their ways. Okay, rather, eskukai have to keep esmeshpota shiasa esodom hodom v'chay b'hem. Now the truth is, it makes you think a little bit. Why did we have to go through? Why were we in such an interesting environment? A yid likes to be a kaddish tik a yid. So why did the Kadosh Baruch Hu? Not only we started in Mitzrayim, that was like bad enough, full of tumah. We're there for 210 years, mentes shari tumah. It's not like the place for a yiddish avoy, and Akash Bokhu finally takes us out. And where does he take us to? You would have thought. Take us to a nice open land, peace and quiet, and we can just be a Heilige Yidden. No. I'm taking you to a place of absolute tumah, the Zayin Amim, the worst Avodah Zarah you can get, and good luck to you. Shkayach, what's going on here? Why is it? And then we need the specific warning, don't be like Mitzrayim, and don't be like Eretz Kanan. Okay. Why were we not just given, some place in Zimbabwe or something. Okay? and then at the end of the parasha we have, end of Achreimos, Arayos. Okay? Arayos, that's also finds its way here as well. Good. Into Kedoshim. Now, we can't do all, 70 mitzvahs in Kedoshim, but one theme we'll pick up from Kedoshim, obviously at the beginning of Kedoshim team, we've got to be Kodesh, Ki Kodesh Ani Hashem Lekeichem. Ask a funny question. Why do I have to be Kaddish? Because Hashem is Kaddish. Great. Hashem is Kaddish. Oh, now, obviously, we can see something. It needs explanation about that as well. And then, there's a lot to discuss. I'm not sure we'll be able to work out. But one of the phrases that recurs again and again in Parshas Kedoshim, and the Mepharshim pick up on this, is, you'll see, Ani Hashem Lekeichem. After every set of mitzvahs, every so often, it's another, Hashem says, Ishim Rav Yisrael, Hashem says, Yishmur, Ani Hashem Mekeichem, Al Tifnei Lima Lemasecha, V'Lei Masecha L'Sas Lochem, Ani Hashem Mekeichem. And so it recurs throughout the parasha. In fact, the Balaturim says a very beautiful remez that the beginning of Kedoshim, we know you need, Davar Shabbat Kedusha needs 10 to say Kaddish, Baruch Hu. Yeah? Davar Shabbat Kedusha, you need 10 people. Tahainu Eida. B'chein Asara Pa'omim, Ani Hashem Lekechem B'Parsha Zu. 10 times, Ani Hashem Lekechem. Because Kedusha needs 10. Okay, so that needs also explanation, lots of mitzvahs. We'll see what we have time for. Let's begin from the beginning. And that is the parasha of Acharei Mis Kedoshim. What lesson of Kedusha we have to pick up, it's Hashem trying to learn together as many lessons as we can. But the first lesson of Kedusha that comes out, Lefi Ani's Daiti, from Acharei Mis Kedoshim, or at least Acharei Mis, is that Kedusha is high voltage. High voltage. When you're playing high level, then we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is medactic with tzaddikim kuchot asayra. The higher you are, then you've got to be careful. If a guy's, you know, performing brain surgery, every little nuance makes a world of difference. You're playing high level, you've got to be, you either get it right and wonderful, or you get it wrong and it's disastrous. And so it is with Kedusha, that Baruch Hashem, we're Yidden, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the schus of having Kedusha Yisrael. But it comes with a package. In other words, you get it right, can't get greater. What could be better than the elevated status of a Yid who's living his life the way he's supposed to? But unfortunately, if we get it wrong, is also a similar inyan. If you're playing high field, you got to know that it's going to be zel umazel. Now, where is this brought out probably the most is avodas yom kippurim. You can't get higher level than avodas yom kippurim. You've got the one day of the year, the greatest day of the year, the most kodesh tikka day of the year, Yom Kippur. You've got the Kohen Gadol, the most kodesh tikka person. You've got the Kohenish and Kadoshim, which nobody goes into except for the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippurim. So you've got the stakes are very high. Whoa! What's the results? If he gets it right, kapara for all of Klal Yisrael. Pretty good. It's pretty powerful. If you get it wrong, he's dead on the spot. In fact, we know that many Kohenim Gedolim who were not worthy, and the second base of Midrash Gemara brings down that many of them didn't make it through the year. They went in with a rope tied to their leg, and if they didn't make it, you pull him out, he's dead on the spot. Because high voltage. You get it right, Kedusha Atzuma. You get it wrong, it's goodbye. And this is the inyan of Acharei Mis Kedoshim, that the beauty of having Kedusha also comes with a price tag that you've got to tread carefully and realize that Hashem has given you nuclear weapons here. And high voltage, literally high voltage, that you, what do you do with a lot of energy? You can either provide power for the world or you can destroy the world. This is what we see in front of us. It's very clear. So the parasha begins with Acharei Mos Shnei Bnei Aaron. Of course we know that they died already. We know the story. This is not the time of the Torah is telling us about the story. That was in Parasha Shemini. But it's a reminder of, remember those great tzaddikim, the greatest people, that Moshe and Aaron said they're even better than us, even greater than us. And remember them on the very great day of Vayibya Mos Shemini. And what happened with all the good intentions in the world. Tzaddikim, Gemurim, wanting to really come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But on their level they made a mistake. Asher lo tzivah Hashem. Hashem said don't do this. Or Hashem hadn't commanded to do it. And what happened to them? They die on the spot. That's it. So you see, even great tzaddikim with all good intentions, but if it's not exactly the way Hashem wants it, the results are very dangerous because you're playing high level. And that is what we're bringing out in this parasha. Acharei Mos Shnei Bnei Aaron. Don't forget about the Shnei Bnei Aaron. And now it's introduced Avodas Yom Kippurim, which is exactly the same thing. And therefore you've got to prepare Mr. or Rabbi Kohen Gadol, who's about to go in to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Al Yavei B'chol Eis HaKodesh. You can't just go in whenever you like. Al Yavei B'chol Eis. Agav, I have to just tell you, an unbelievable Kliyoka. You have to see the Kliyoka on Al Yavei B'chol Eis. He speaks about the fact that when the Kohen Gadol goes Lifnai B'lifnei on Yom Kippurim, he is moving out of time. Al yovei b'chol eis el hakodesh. You can't come b'chol eis. Simple translation is you can't come whenever you like, at any time. You can't come at any time into the kodesh. But when you go into the kodesh kedoshim, says the kliyoka, oh, now you're not coming b'chol eis. You're not in time now. Now you're moving above time, transcending time. Actually, if you know, kliyodua, the kodesh kedoshim also transcended space, right? The Orin Einim in Amidah, the Gemara Megillah, Daf Yudalef, that the Orin didn't take up any space. So what an amazing thing. The Kohen Gadol goes to the for him, he's defying time and space. There's a Rogachava gone. You better be strapped in for this one because it's Mama Shu, you're about to fall off your chair. He says something unbelievable. Classic Rogachava Kedarka Bakodesh. He says that there's a kasha. They had in the Kodesh HaKadoshim with in the Orin next to the Orin, the Tintenis Mon. there was a little measure of mon. It's brought down in Chazal, a little measure of mon. Now the Pasuk says, you're not allowed to leave over any mon from one day to the next. You're not allowed to. So wait a minute. So how do they have the tzentzenes mon in the Kodesh HaKadoshim? What's going on here? Says the Rogachover. It was never left overnight. Because there's no time in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Unbelievable. No time. Okay.
But how did you get it there?
They put it there, but once it's in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it has its own rules. It's own rules there. It sat there, it was there. By the way, the Orem was also there, everything was there. It just defied time and space. So therefore it could be there. Unbelievable. Where
did they put it?
It's no worse than Friday night, when the
Rebbeinu
Shem says it doesn't
go bad. Seder, but then Friday night happens for two. Anyway. Okay, so that was a side point. Don't come b'chol eis. Now you're moving beyond time. I had the extra vote based on this, which is again not our inyan, but I can't resist. And that is when they send the soy mishtaleach, when they send them out, soy azazel. Yeah, they send it in the hands of. Anyone know the name? Ish iti. What an interesting thing. Time man. Ish iti. Iti means the time. The Kodesh HaKadoshim is Ali Avoy B'chol Eis. That's not a place of time. You transcend time. When you send away the Averus are very much when you get dragged into time. It's its own parasha why that is the case. That's an inyan of the fact that Averus are like chometz, right? Chometz is time. When things take time, that's where the Yetzirah grips us and just lets us live in this world of well, the opposite. A Yid has to be Zoriz. Jesus above time. Anyway, so notice that he goes in the Kodesh Kedoshim, that's Ali Avoy B'chol Eis, but we send the Soy Lazozel, Alidei Ish Iti. Okay, that's my horror on that. Back to the story. So, Bezois Yavon Arla Kodesh, there's got to be a very specific avodah, how to go into the Kodesh Kedoshim, high voltage, got to be very, very careful, as we know with. And that's the same idea of this idea of showing you the fine line in Kedusha between making it big and making it not big. The fine line is brought out with the Shnei Seirim, the two goats. They mamash look identical. They've got to be identical. And the same two goats, nobody has any idea which one ends up where. This one ends up in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The blood gets shechted, and the animal shechted, and the blood in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Top Shabbatot. He ends up with the number one slot of the year. And the other one, identical, boom. He ends up in the Soe Lazozel to show you that the fine line of Kedusha is... You've got to know, if you're doing the Rotzen Hashem, then you end up here. If you're not, then you end up there. Now, of course, the Soy Lazozel is also the Rotzen Hashem. The message here is the Nekuda of getting Kedusha right, because you're playing high voltage, you're either up there, or unfortunately, the result's catastrophic. And this follows through into, you'll see this beautifully, into the inyan of Shchut Echut. We ask, what's the bad word? Shchut Echut, the guy's mamish, kavonis l'shamayim, he shachting a carbon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Punk happened to be outside the Beis HaMikdosh. No, so he's out by a couple of yards, no, a couple of meters. Well, that's the big deal. Yeah. Because it's a carbon, you're taking a Kodesh Tikka thing, you are yourself coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You've got to follow the rules right. You get it right, you're in the Beis HaMikdosh. Meirdi, Kapara, wonderful. You get it wrong, Shchut Echut, you do it your own way, your own style. That's not called Kedusha. That's using the very tool itself. But in your way, oh, you do that. That's an affront to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're going Keneged Hashem, Dafke, in the Kedusha. I say these are the rules, and you took the very Kodesh thing, and you did it outside. That's a terrible Aveira, Kores. And what about Dam? Blood as well, because it was a big deal of blood. Anyone feel like a cup of blood today? Nobody. The Gemara even says, Nafshe Shel Adam, you don't naturally have the connection to it. But the Pasuk says, it's Mamash the Pasuk. Here's not even me, and you don't even need the Rishonim. The Rebbein Shlomo himself gives the reason. The pasuk I read to you before was Hashem's going to set his face against this person. Bichrat Yosei Mikerev Amo. Next pasuk. Why? What's so bad about blood? Ki nefesh habosor badamhi. The first thing you should know that the life source of the flesh is in the blood. Hadamu nefesh. The blood is the life force. You've taken this animal's life and you've taken out the blood. But what did I give it to you for? Va'ani nosativ lochem, I gave it to you, ala mizbeach lechaper al nafshei seichem. I gave you blood of a korban to be able to shecht an animal. It's not a poshter thing. I gave it to you, so you should have a kapara. Ki adamu b'nefesh yechaper. It's mamash a pasuk. Tell you the reason. You want to know why it's so bad to have blood? Because this is the very thing that's going to give you kapara. The high voltage kedusha, this blood could go under his back, get you kapara, and mamash save you from so many different avarias, or punishments of the avarias. And you just misuse it. You abuse kodshim, hekdash. That's why it's so high voltage. High voltage, you get it right, wonderful, you get it wrong. That's why the Torah used such a severe loshen, because this is your kapara that you've now abused. And so too we find Eretz Yisrael, and a Yid, what could be more Kaddish than a Yid? We're speaking about Kedusha of a Yid today. And a Yid comes from Mitzrayim. Why were we born in a place of such tumma? Mamish, unbelievable tumma. The reason is to show you it's a Zele Umazel relationship. That you get it wrong, you end up as Mitzrayim. You can be pulled down to the Sha'ol Tachtis. You get it right, you can be Yaitzim in Mitzrayim and become the Kodesh Dikar Klal Yisrael. And so too, even in Eretz Yisrael, you're going to a place, why can't we just live in a place where there's nobody there and we can just be? Why do we have to live in this place where everybody's focusing on Eretz Yisrael and there's Eretz Kanan and there's the Avodah Zarah and it's such a high voltage place? I mean, you don't need me to explain to you that Eretz Yisrael, even nowadays, is a high voltage place. You get in the taxi and before you've even said the price, there seems to be high voltage already going on. Like, who knows what? Anyway, so it's high voltage because it's a place of tremendous koyach. It's a place. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to show you that if you get it right, unbelievable. Le'elo, le'elo. But unfortunately, if you get it wrong, look what happened to the nations of the world who lived in Eretz Canaan. Well, what happened to the Heilige Eretz Yisrael for the Canaani, the Prizi, etc.? They didn't become heilig. The exact opposite. Meaning it's a place of tremendous potential kedusha. But exactly where there's lots of kedusha is where there's also potential that if it goes wrong, it could explode. Which is why we are in these places to remind ourselves that Mitzrayim was the seat of Taiva and Eretz Canaan was the seat of Avodah Zarah. You turn it round, you get it all right. Turn it round, you get it right. Unfortunately, you get it wrong, then it's disastrous. Eretz Yisrael. Arayus, mamash the same thing. Arayus. The severity of Erva is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a person the ability to produce a life in this world. What could be more powerful than the ability to produce a life? And it's that very thing that has the potential of producing a life, a Nefesh B'Yisrael, a Kodesh Tikka person, Netzach Netzachim, is the very thing that the Yetzer Hara latches onto and tries to twist it and make it into Arayus. And that's the world that we live in, unfortunately. But it's a misunderstanding, you see, the Olam, just agav, it's good to slip in a bit of Musa for us, is that people don't understand that they, because the world has completely trafed up everything in the area of relationships, of Ish v'Isha, they've trafed it completely. Not only have they just ruined us, legabe, our own existence of Yetzer Hara, but it becomes very hard. A person has to then rewire to understand, no. This is Kodesh. A chibur ish v'isha is Kodesh. Yeah, that's how much they've perverted the whole thing. Rebbein Shalom created ish v'isha, the Rebbein Shalom created this for Kedusha, to produce Nishmas Yisrael, to be able to have the highest level. Oh, but the Yetzer Hara latches on to the highest thing of Kedusha and twists it and makes it into Tumah. And that's why the Torah obviously is so makpid and we're so careful about Dvarim Sheba Kedusha that they have to be understood as Kedusha. Not Chas V'Shalom as Arayis. Of course, Arayis is Kareis because such potential of Kedusha that is then thrown out. 5 minutes for Kedoshim. 5 minutes, okay? So we said that the it says Ani Hashem Lekecha many times over. So again, the Achreimus theme was the concept of high voltage, you've got to be careful. But on the Indian of Kedusha, on the Indian of Kedusha, it says Ani Hashem Lekechem 10 times, and it says Ani Hashem and all different types, because this is the aside of understanding what does it mean to be Kaddish. To be Kaddish means to follow the dictates of Hashem. If we follow what Hashem says, then Memela, what that does is aligns you with the Kaddish Baruch Hu, and that produces Kedusha. That produces, Hashem is Kaddish. We said the Pasuk says, Kedoshim to you. Why? Ki Kaddish Ni Hashem. Because I'm Kaddish. You could ask a silly question, like we did. What's the shaykhus? Hashem's kodesh, what's it going to do with me? Everything to do with you. And I'll explain why. The Ramchal explains that we know we have to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the vakus to Hashem. How do you come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He is not physical. I can come close to you by walking towards you. Physically, I can approach you. How do you come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He is not a physical entity. So it explains the Ramchal that the concept of close, in fact, we even use this in language, two brothers are close. They could live in two different parts of the world, but they're automatically close. What makes two brothers close? Because they have similarity. In this case, they have the same parents. They're very, very similar. When you're doimer one to the other, you're close to them. You're close to them. So close can be used in a physical proximity, but close also means you're very similar to them. And in fact, good friends are very close. Means they have a lot in common. There's a lot of overlap. They share time together. They share. There's things happening together. So close means to be connected. So dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu means when you're close to Hashem, to come close to Hashem is to make yourself doimer to Him. The more you're doimer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the more you're close to Him. And that's what the pasuk means. Kedoshim to you, you should be kadosh. Ki kadosh ani Hashem lechem, because I'm kadosh. And if you want kedusha to come and fall into your lap, and who you are, you need to align yourself with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, then the Kedusha comes in. That's how Kedusha comes in. And if you think it any other way, then there's no other way of getting Kedusha. There is no. The only way of getting Kedusha is Asher Kedishon v'mitzvayis v'tzivonu. We follow our Kodesh Baruch Hu says, that automatically brings in Kedusha. But then there's another step. There's so much to speak about Kedusha, but I can't resist. Sorry, we're packing it all in. But later on in the parasha we find the famous phrase, of course, again it repeats Ani Hashem. Here we have an understanding as follows. There's a famous Gemara that we all know about the ger that came to be Megaya, and Shammai beat him out, wanted to know the whole of Torah on one foot. Shammai refused, and Hillel said to him, what you don't like, don't do to your friend. And Rashi then on the Gemara translates Reyacho as HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't do to HaKadosh Baruch Hu what you don't like done to you. Reyacha. That's Rashi's first pshat. What a fascinating thing. The word Reyacha, which we know of after, Reyacha Kamaycha, means your friend. But Reyacha also means HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Rashi says there. Reyacha is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Oimek here, as explained by the Bala Tanya and others, the Oimek here is that if you want to know how to love a fellow Yid, is to realize that just like Kedoshim to you, you should be Kedosh, Ki Kedosh Ani, that every Yid has Kedusha. Just like you have Kedusha, because you have a Chibur, you have a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so too you should realize that every Yid also has that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But after the Reyacha Kamaycha, you should love your friend, your Reyacha Kamaycha, but the aspect that you're loving, if you really want to know the Oimek of where the love is coming from, it's Ani Hashem. Because he also personifies Ani Hashem. And therefore, after Reyacha, he's called your friend, but Reyacha is also the name of referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because in that friend, he also is a Chelik Elokam Imal, he also is an expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, and therefore, you have to love such a person of Kedusha. And even if, unfortunately, we get a little bit distracted with our journey, and we're not always doing what we're supposed to, but the way you look at another Yid is, there's a potential there for an expression of Ani Hashem. So Ani Hashem comes up so many times in the parasha. The Devon Kishav Kedusha is an expression of somebody who is aligned with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Ani. And everyone has that potential to align themselves with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So what we've learned in the time that we've had is, number one, Achrei Mois is all about high voltage. Kedusha is, we've got to be extra careful. We've been given the Zchus. Number two, in Kedeshim, that the way to achieve Kedusha is to align ourselves with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the more we're doimet our Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kedeshim Tiyu Ki Kodesh Ani Hashem, the more we're doimet, the more we'll have Kedusha inside ourselves. And then thirdly, to understand that once you understand that you can do that, so too can every Yid do that. Because Ani Hashem, see the Ani Hashem in every Yid, and then you'll realize the potential of Kedusha in every single Yid. Have a wonderful Shabbos.
All right, so now we have to have Achim Moyes and Kedushim in 6 minutes flat, no? Okay, so let's start off with one thought. A thought on Achim Moyes. We have the Aroyas famously recited in lined on Yom Kippur. By Mincha, amongst them is the Ervas. The Issa of two sisters. Now, grammatically speaking, pusik doesn't work. Because you can't have the issue el achoiso. If you're taking two sisters and work it out, if the first one is your wife, because that's the first sister, then the second one is the tzuru. So she's the achois ishtachu. So why would you say the issue and your wife el achoiso to her sister? Means that you married a sister first and then subsequently you took your wife. And that does not quite reconcile with the pusik. Again, the issue el achoiso. It should be achois ishtachu loy sikach. Don't take the sister of your wife as a wife. Richtig? There's a Gemur and Psuch, and Gemur speaks about a famous seder which happens. Mashiach comes, then the Mechabad benching, and they go through the various Uvesak Toshim. One of them is a Ruvini, who says he can't take benching because he has a son called Yishmuel, and a Yishok Ruvini can't take benching a son called Aiso. Finally, they came to Yankov, and he says, I can't either. Why? Because I was not Mekayim, a mitzvah which is in the Torah says in this week's Seder, I have two sisters. Now, if you remember the story of Yankov Ruvini, it personifies a slightly different angle to it. Because he designated one lady to be his wife. And he agreed with his father-in-law that he's going to work 7 years for this wife. And he did indeed toil night, day, winter, summer. And he described it in great detail how he worked relentlessly in order to take Ruchel for his wife. So who was his wife? Ruchel. But came along this deceitful weasel, Mr. Luvon, and he came and he said, yeah. And he felt that his ethics were above Yankov's, and he substituted Layu for Ruchel. So Lemasa is, who was Yankov Avini's real wife? It was Ruchel. What, who did he marry? His wife's sister. Because that was what... How his father-in-law substituted one for the other. So the Lamasa is that his real wife was taken away from him. But subsequently he married his real wife after her sister. And there it works very nicely with the Pusik. The issue, if you're taking your wife, El Achoiso, having married her sister, in other words, he took Layu, before he married Ruchel, but Ruchel was really his real wife, then you're also not allowed to do it. Havuraya, that he didn't want to take benching by the cedar. And if you look at the words, it's very nice, because El Achoiso Loi, the last letter of El is Lamed, and the last letter of Achoiso is a He, and the last letter of Loi is an Aleph, which reads Leo. But since we have to have one quick vote on Kedoshim as well, all within 5 minutes, so I'll add a very quick story which I saw, which illustrates the courtrooms of the mind. That was the name of the book. I saw it there years ago, but the book was written essentially on the word of Betzedek Tishpo et Amisecho, which in our language is Have I done es kol udom lekaf schus. So if you've got the chance one way or the other, there was a lady in who came from America, married, and she wanted to support her husband, who was a Kolingeman. She was a talented artist, and this was a Chnuseb. She painted beautiful portraits. He sat and learned, and she sent her paintings and creations to a studio in Tel Aviv. Moshe was the owner of the studio, and they had this arrangement where she finished, completed the painting, and she sent it to him on approval. He put it in a studio, and she was a very talented artist. There were people that were looking for these type of paintings, and he sold them, he paid her, and she took her payment, he took his commission, and it was a wonderful arrangement, but it was on trust. That the lady in question had sent, got a phone call from Moshe, and she said, you know, Rachel, this painting of the ones with the mountains and the snow-topped Alps, we just sold it last week for a couple of thousand dollars. She was very pleased. But she said to him, by the way, Moshe, it wasn't one painting. There were two. The last time I sent you, there was that painting, and there was another one with a vase with the flowers and the sunshine coming through the window. No, there was one painting. It was only the painting of the mountains. You're in error. I don't have any recollection of any. No. There were two paintings. I sent them to you in the cab. No. And the conversation ended in an awkward way. Put down the phone and her heart sank. She worked 3 months on the painting of the vase with the flowers. And now she could see that there was a deception here. It was slowly building up a place of trust. And finally, he went in for the killing and he took one painting away from her. She tried every law in the book to try and work out what could have happened here. She knows clearly that she sent two. Bottom line was, 3 weeks later, 2 weeks later, I think it was 2 weeks later, then she got a phone call. Hello, Rachel? Yeah, this is Moshe from the studio. She spoke with a heavy voice. She was very uncomfortable. He said, I want to tell you something that happened this morning. What was it? The guy that bought the painting from the Alps and from the mountains, he came in this morning with the painting. He said that the frame does not suit his dining room and he wants to reframe it into something which is more modern so that it fits nicer and is more appropriate for the decor of his dining room. We would do it because we supplied it and of course we agreed. And when we took the frame off the painting, lo and behold, there were two paintings framed together. And there behind the first one was the vase with the flowers with the sun shining through. I just wanted to phone you to tell you, it's here. Betzedek tishboit amisecho. The chances of this story actually playing out in reality are 99-1. And she herself told the story over to the man who wrote the book and said, I had no place in my heart to find any kafschus for this fellow as much everything pointed and directed towards deceit and towards robbery and towards mistrust. And at the end of the day, I was shown wrong. Good job.
First of all, who's the first book? That's on the layer of the Chidor. Okay, very good. Okay, yeah. Very good.